We are learning the second Saita, and we are beginning the second line from the top. Itma. Kara Vishana. Someone who learned Mikra, Vishana means learned Mishnayis. The Lo Yishimish Talmud Chacham. But he didn't learn with, which means the Svaros of the Gemara. The Taimiya Mishnah, like we saw, Lo Yishimish Talmud Chacham means he didn't learn the Gemara, he didn't learn the compared to Mishnayis, learn with the Rebbe to find out if the Stiris, the Taimim, he says even worse. He's considered also even a worse Amaretz. It's called a boor. What's the Amaretz? Amaretz is a din that is chashur al meisris v'hal tahiris. He has certain halachas. A boor is the same thing, but it's worse than Amaretz in a way that he doesn't even have derech eretz. A boor is Amaretz that doesn't even have a manners. Rabbi Yanu Eimar hareza kusi. He's considered a kusi, which is even worse than Amaretz in halacha. He's usher to eat. He can't eat his pas or his wine. He has his pas to the pasakum, his wine to the yayin esach. Well, what's the reason? Because since he wasn't mishamish to the chamim, he's not makbid on divrei chachamim because he doesn't know well, and therefore he's like a kusi who says in the Gemara that the reason why, what are kusim? Kusim were gerim, and some chagas, the gerim emes, or gerim rayas. Elamaisa, the Gemara Chulun said that they're not medaktikim kemitzvahs ki Yisrael, and therefore, we don't trust them for a lot of things because of that. So here, if this person just learns mikra and mishnah, does not shamash b'milchamim, he's like a kusi. And it says, why is he learning? He's learning to show himself to be a talmud chacham, but betzem, he's considered like a kusi. He's like a mechashev. He's compared to a mechashev, which Rashi says right now teaches that he's like a mechashev. He's like a does magic, which is like just it's really a you know it's not really magic. He just fools people. This type of person doing magic, it's like sleight of a hand, what we call. And here, v'goyin v'zalavava, is the same thing. This guy makes believe he's a talmud chacham. He's not really a talmud chacham. That's what means he's a magush. It's mistabra like Rav Yaakov that we're calling him a mechashev. The Amri Inchi, because people say are saying rotten megushov leyodamay amar. These magicians, they say these words, these different incantations, and they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're saying. Even the same thing. This guy is learning tani tonov leyodamay amar. Same thing. This guy is learning, but he doesn't know what he's talking about because he doesn't learn Gemara, so he doesn't know what he's talking about. And the fidus pshat, the mechashev is a little different dimyan. The first way we medamed to mechashev was because he's fooling people. Here we're saying the reason is because he's talking, he doesn't know what he's saying. Back upon him, in this brisa, we give four different titles to mechalikas, what the title is, for someone who learns a mishnah and mikra, but he doesn't learn gemara, so he's missing out the real understanding, and therefore causes him to be amaretz, or even worse. Once you mention amaretz, we have a brisa of what's called amaretz. In halacha, amaretz has certain halachas, you don't trust them for the maestros and for the tyrus. So what is how do you know if a person is Amaretz? Tana Rabban, Ezu Amaretz, Kol She'ini Kairi Kriyashma Shachas Varvas V'Rechaseh, Dibra Ameya. Anyone who does not say Kriyashma, even though we have a Girsa V'Rechaseh, as Mashma Rashi, the case was, he doesn't even say Shema. Rashi says, V'Avad De'ini Yedeh Klum, Av Yedeh Likreis V'Kairi La'av Amaretz. If he knows how to read Shema, he's not Amaretz. But if he does not say Shema every day, twice a day, then he's considered Amaretz, Dibra Ameya. V'Chom V'Rim Kol She'ini M'niach Tfilin. Any person does not put on tefillin every day, is considered Amaretz, Agavis Halachos of Maestros and Tyrus. Benazir Amar, Kol She'en Letitzis, Bebigdai. He doesn't wear titzis on his four corner baguette. He doesn't wear titzis, he's considered Amaretz. Magrains Vyesvema, Kol She'esh Leibonim, Ve'enim Agadlum Leteira. Anyone who has children, he doesn't send them to Yeshiva to learn, he doesn't teach them Teira, then that's a sign of Amaretz. Achemaim Rim, Afilu Koro Vashoini, even if he learns Mikra, he learns Chumash, he learns Mishnayis. Loishimish Tam Chacham, he does not learn Gemara. Zeu Amaretz, that's Amaretz. Kara Veloishana, if he reads Mikra Veloishana, he learns Mishnayis, he raises a boor, which is lower level. Loikar Veloishana, then he's like a behema. Lava Kosov Emer, Vizerati is Beis Yisrael, Vizerati Yehuda, Zera Adam, Zera Behema. That means I'm going to plant in Klai Yisrael the Zera Adam and Zera Behema. What does it mean, Zera Behema? What Zera Behema means? Someone who is not Kara, not Shana, didn't learn Mishnayis or Mikra, learn anything, he's like a Behema, Zera Behema. Zogdamar Avayit, Vedarshan HaPasik, says in the Pasik that it's actually a Pasik of Mishle, but this Pasik is referring to what Shlomo HaMelech told his son, Rechavam. It says in the Pasik, Yiroas Hashem B'niv HaMelech, Im Shoinim Al Tasarov. Don't mix with the Shoinim. Who are the Shoinim? These are the people who just learn halachos, but they're not mashamish to me the chacham, and therefore they're not makbid on the time of mishnayos. So that's what it means. So we're pshita. Of course, that's what it means. When you're Yitzchak tell us that shoinim means people just learn halachos pshita, and for the gemara ma'otem is shoinim bechayit. Maybe ma'otem is shoinim bechayit. Shoinim means people do a chayit more than one time. Rav Huna, the Rav Huna. Once a person does a avera once, he does it again. Hutterloi, it comes like mutter to him. You see, nothing happened to him. He does it again. Hutterloi. So if you think maybe shoinim atasarav means don't hang out with people who do averas multiple times. Kamash v'lon, no, it means it's referring to someone who learns. He learns Mishnah and Mikra, but not learning Gemara. That's, you should not hang out with those people because they're not going to have the right Yiras Shemayim. So the Gemara Vaita. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Hatanoyim and Vali Oilam. People who just learn Mishnayis, they destroy the world. Freit the Gemara and Vali Oilam Sakataitov, they actually destroy the world. Omravina, yeah. Shemurim Ralacha B'dek Mishnasam. These are not people still learning Mishnayis, but they pass them from the Mishnayis. And therefore, with their Hayra'os, with their Psakim, they destroy the world. And Rashi gives a whole explanation of what could happen. First of all, they don't know the Tam of the Mishnah, so the Madama Milsa, Milsa, the Madama two things. They compare two things that are not comparable because they don't really know the reason of the Mishnah. That's number one. And number two is, a lot of times the Mishnah is Yechidah. It just, if you know who the Mishnah, which Mandiyam is that Mishnah, so you know who it is, you know how to pass him. But sometimes Yechidah, we don't pass like that. And thirdly, sometimes there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, and you don't know who to pass him like. And therefore, if you're not Mishamash to me the Chamim, you pass him wrong, and through your Pesachim, you Mavali Olam, you destroy the world because you don't have the right Pesachim. They keep the world going. How can you say they're destroying the world? People learn halachas. The whole world is b'schus them. It means those people who meira halacha from their mishnayis. The learn mishnayis is fine, but the paskin from the mishnayis. Those people are mevale oilam. They destroy the world. Now go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, how we got into this from the word Rasha Aram, we got into this. The Mishnah had a few cases here. Chasad Shaita, Rasha Aram, the Isha Prusha, Makas Prushim. So on Rasha Aram, we had like seven Pshatim. And the last Pshat on Rasha Aram was someone who does not Mishamash Tunicham. Then we had this whole discussion. Now we're going to Isha Prusha and Makas Prushim. These people destroy the world. Isha Prusha means the Isha who's a big tzaddikus. And then we're going to explain what that means. Tana Baram. Besula Tzalainis, Valmona Shevivis. The katan shall call a chadash reilam valerlam. Besula tzalainis means Rashi says besula a young girl who just davens the whole day, and almana who's always visiting the neighbors. She's always helping out. She's running from neighbor to neighbor. They are mavaliyom these two. Why? Because Rashi says that really they are noyafos umachsheifos. They're really the mezane and the machsheifos. They have to show themselves as a good facade to make believe that the big tzaddikis. Therefore, they daven a lot and go visiting a lot. But really, they're not. It's not the real thing. And kozal kol chalosh. We'll say what that means in a second. So these three harel and vali olam. You can learn your zechet from a besula. We'll see what the story was. V'kibu schar ma'amona, and how to do a mitzvah to mekabel schar from ma'amona. Yiras chayim besula. What was the story? The Rabbi Yechonon shama. Rabbi Yechonon heard lahi besula. The nafla apa. She fell on her face. V'ka'amra and she davened. Rabbi Yisraelim. V'barasu gan Eden. You created gan Eden. V'barasu gehenim. And you created gehenim. V'barasu tzadikim. V'barasu rasham. You created tzadikim, and you created rasham. Tzadikim afor gan Eden, and rasham afar gehenim. So he wrote him a fanacha, she davened to Hashem, he wrote him a fanacha, so he cost to be bnei Adam. People should not be nichsho in me, and because of me, that they should get Gehenim. So that was her tefillah, that was al-meridik of tefillah. She davened to Hashem, that please Hashem, nothing should happen ayidei me. This is one of the makairas that a isha has to be tznu. A lot of times, especially in this day, the ladies say, why is it my problem? It's your problem. Why is the lady's problem? You're right, it's not the lady's problem, it's the man's problem. But you have to realize that if people get Gehenim ayidei you, that is a big problem. It's a big time. It's something scary. It's something very scary. This lady realized that, and she davened to Hashem, please don't let it happen ayidei me. About that, it's the man's fault. No one's arguing with that. But lemaisa, you know, a person does not want to be the reason why other person gets Gehenim. Akapadim, kibos karma amana. That was the case of that. So first of all, it's showing that psula a tzaddik is psula zekaval dekazach. Number two, kibos karma amana. Dahi amana dahavoy beknishta b'shivusa. There was amana who was in his neighbor, was in the neighborhood of a shul. that she had a shul in her neighborhood. But still, kol yoyma, every day when she came to shul, havi asya umatzla bei midrasha. Every day she came to shul and she went to shul in midrasha Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan's neighborhood, she came to his neighborhood, to his shul. She passed the shul in her neighborhood and she went to the shul in the neighborhood of Rav Yechanan. And the taina was really like, why are you leaving? Why are you moving? Why are you not stopping your shul? Omar Leah, so Rabbi Yechon asked her, "Biti, lo yibes chesed b'shuvizach. You have a shul in your neighborhood. Why come to my neighborhood?" Omar Leah, Rabbi, lo yischar psias yashli. I want to chap on rain, schar psias, extra walking. So Rabbi Yechon was very impressed by that. You see how to get more schar for your mitzvahs. This way, she's building in some extra schar by schar psias yashli. It's a mashup from here that the ladies went to shul every day. I gotta have a different ride. I had a different ride. I bumped a different ride last month also that ladies went even to Meiriv to shul. Interesting. But Kikam, there's a Mordechai that handles by Isha went to make bedikas. This is one bedikah in the morning and one bedikah at night when she goes to the Beis Knesset. Before she goes to the Beis Knesset. So maybe it was for Mincha Meiriv, but they went to the Beis Knesset every day in the Mordechai's days. It's very interesting. People think it's a new thing that they go to shul. It is the old thing. We see from the Gemara over here. It was Almana. Obviously, she had a little kid. She was Almana. She had a chance to go. But people who could go, they went to shul. Women went to shul. Zog to Gemara. The Almana went to shul every day. Called Yoyma. Zog to Gemara. So what's the kasha? We're getting sidetracked. The kasha was that we have over here that by you see that a lady and a basula could be a big tzaddikus. And in our Mishnah saying, or our Brice is saying, is that a Pesul Seilonis and Amon Shoivis is not a good thing. And for the Gemara, Kiko Omar, right, what are the Brice is talking about, Kagoin Yoichani Bas Retivi, that this is a name of a certain Machashefa, she was Amon Machashefa, and the Rashi gives you the whole process, what she used to do. She used to do with Kishuv, when someone was about to give birth, with Kishuv, she used to make that she couldn't get the baby out. And then they used to call the Rebbetzin, which is the Salmana, and she used to come to the house and daven, and midamo, after davening a little bit, oh, the baby came out, so it was a big tzadekis. Really, the whole thing was stopped by her, and then she took away the kishuf, and the baby came out. So she wasn't really a big tzadekis, but she looked like a big tzadekis. That's the story of her. How she found out? It says that once there was a worker in the house, and heard her kishofim, like, banging in a kli, and they knew that was it. Akapanim. So we're talking about someone who's a Machashefa, and she advises, she shows, she makes believe, she's a big tzaddikus by davening all day. That's what we're talking about. That's Mevali Olam. The third thing in that brisa was a katan shlikol lechadasha. What does that mean? What's wrong with a katan that wasn't a full-term baby that has that Mevali Olam? Haka tagimoy, here in Bavel, they teach, zet...
What about the basula?
The same thing, right? Same thing. Basula and Amon. To someone who's machshefa, I was saying about that there are good basulas and Amon who daven well and that tzadekis. We're talking about a case where they're not a tzadekis. We're just using this as a facade. That's the Gemara's tarets. My katan shleich lo kol chadasha. Hocha tagim was a tamu chacham avayt rabbi yisav. That's tamu chacham who does not listen to his rabbeim. Why is it called lo kol chadasha? Because the Gemara in Chagiga says a person not listening to his rabbeim, he will not have a long life. That's what it's called, a kol chadashav. So kol chadashav is a person, a tamchok, who does not listen to his rabbeim. Rabbi Abba Amar, doesn't have the heritage of his rabbeim either. Rabbi Abba Amar, zet talmud shalegir lehirah amayra. That's a talmud who's not, did not reach the level of psak, and he paskins. Zom rab omar rab, huno, omar rab, maidach siv. What's right in the pasuk? The pasuk says, ki rabim chalolim hepilo, va'atzumim kol harugeho. There's a lot of people who got killed, and it was very strong. All the people got killed. What does this mean? He did not reach Hayra yet. Umayra, and he paskins. And Hapila also Nefel. He's a Nefel. He didn't reach the level yet to paskin. And he paskins. That's Rabim Chalolam Hapila, because he's not ready to paskin yet. V'atzum kol harugeha, atzum is lashon oitzim enav, closing your eyes. He closes his eyes with tzarchei tzibur. Zet ha'vacham she'gilei ra, he could paskin, enav ayre. And he says, no, what, I'm not paskining. That's a tain also, that's oitzim enav. V'ad kama, what's the age could you start paskining? Tapacha vez on vez. Ad abar mishnin, you have to wait till 40 to start paskining. V'ayt gemara, eni v'arabba ayri, rabba already start paskining, or it's rabba son of the gersa, that he paskined already. He was only, and he was only 40 years old. He died at 40, and it says Rabba Ba'abayim Beis Eli Kasi. He died at 40, so and he passed him before that, obviously. And the Gemara, But Rabbi, if he is equal to the Gadol Ha'ir in Chachma or in age, then the halacha is he could paskin. But if it's someone older than him, then he should not paskin until he's 40.